The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you an extra issue of The Blind Post. There are Perkins Braille writers for sale. The Blind Post monthly newsletter, Let's Go Shopping by Zoom, and Good Reads, the AFB History and a Guide Dog Survey, Library Users of America has Libraries Without Walls on acb.org, Santa Letters on nfb.org, Virginia Rehabilitation Center has virtual webinars for the next few months, Braille Readers Are Leaders contest from the actionfund.org, and let's get started. A Blind Post News extra notice to Perkins Braille writers. This week I have two Perkins Braille writers for sale. Both have been cleaned, are in an excellent condition. They are both standard Braille writers with new canvas dust covers. I would like $375 for each of them, and this includes UPS shipping within the United States. I accept PayPal, Apple Pay, Zelle, credit cards, and personal checks. Signed, John Harden, H-A-R-D-E-N. For professional Perkins Braille Writer Repair, email jharden115@gmail.com. From the November issue of The Blind Post, if you are a regular Blind Post reader, then you may have heard about a little event called Let's Go Shopping. I've posted about it several times this year, as Let's Go Shopping is my answer to the restrictions imposed by the pandemic and the need to stay home to stay safe. Let's Go Shopping is an online shopping experience that can be accessed via Zoom. If you missed the most recent virtual mall crawl, don't worry. The entire event has been recorded, and it will be replayed over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. As a bonus, several of the business owners are offering discounts, new products, and other specials as a thank you for listening to and shopping from the replay. So I'll publish a Blind Post extra notice to remind you, along with links to the places from which to listen. If you want to be sure you don't miss any announcements about Let's Go Shopping virtual events, you can send a blank email to lgsplussubscribe@groups.io, and you'll get an alert right in your email inbox. To all who have shopped with Elegant Insights this year, thank you. We appreciate your business, and we look forward to serving you this holiday season. Stay strong and sparkle on. Warmly, Laura Legendary, owner, Elegant Insights Braille Creations, 702-605-1265. customer.service@elegantinsightsjewelry.com. Her website is https://elegantinsightsjewelry.com. Lori Motis posts a couple of good reads that she's come across. I have been extremely interested in historical novels about the two world wars. Over the past several years, I have read many, mostly taking place in England and France. Recently, I read an excellent novel about what happened at Pearl Harbor. It profoundly affected me emotionally, and I was so incredibly impressed with the whole book. Even though parts of the book were fictional, the historical events were true. I also started reading another book on the same subject, which gives more historical facts, along with a personal family account written by a well-known journalist. I highly recommend these two books that I downloaded from Bard. They are both commercial audiobooks with excellent readers, the second read by the author. The Lieutenant's Nurse, DB99525, Ackerman, Sarah. Reading time, 9 hours, 43 minutes. Read by Lauren Ezzo, E-Z-Z-O. Historical fiction, Hawaii, 1941. Newly enlisted Army Corps nurse Eva Cassidy is drawn to the tropical splendor of the island and intelligence officer Lieutenant Clark Spencer, despite the secrets they both carry. When Pearl Harbor is bombed, she works hard to keep the wounded servicemen alive, but her trust and loyalties are tested. Unrated, commercial audiobook, copyright 2019. The second is Unknown Valor, A story of family, courage, and sacrifice from Pearl Harbor to Iwo Jima. DB 99627. McCallum, Martha. Reading time, 10 hours, 53 minutes. Read by Martha McCallum, M-A-C-C-A-L-L-U-M. Bestsellers, World History and Affairs. A Fox News anchor pays tribute to those who fought at Iwo Jima. The author's account follows her mother's cousin, Harry, from life in Boston to the bloody battle in the Pacific. She describes the landscape of Iwo Jima, profiles Emperor Hirohito, and illuminates the sacrifices made by the soldiers who fought. Unrated, commercial audiobook, bestseller, 2020. I also have recently found a new hero. She could also be called a saint. I sort of knew of her, but after reading the following book, she is now for me a special historical shining example of an incredible blind woman. This book gives a lot of wonderful U.S. history, too. Fanny Crosby, DB 14621. Ruffin, Bernard. Reading time, 11 hours, 6 minutes. Read by Richard Wolf, WULF. National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress. Biography of Persons with Disabilities. Disability. Chronological biography of a 19th century blind hymn writer and evangelist whose life and ministry influenced thousands of people. Mrs. Crosby's hymns include such favorites as Saved by Grace and Blessed Assurance. Thank you all for reading and sharing the Blind Post News. I love hearing from you. May you find the joy of the Lord and peace in your heart this season, no matter what the world gives. He who sits on the heavenly throne is truer, higher, and better than anyone that sits and rules as a leader on the earthly courts. God bless you all. Lori, a.k.a. Food Lady. Lori Motis, M-O-T-I-S. From AFB.org, did you know that the American Foundation for the Blind was founded in 1921 to advocate for soldiers blinded during World War I? Our organization was formed with the support of M. C. Miguel, M-I-G-E-L, a philanthropist who wanted to help the large number of veterans who lost their sight in the war. Under his leadership, AFB began its mission to provide a national clearinghouse for information about vision loss, create a forum for blindness service professionals, generate new directions for research, represent the needs of people with vision loss in the creation of public policy. From our earliest days, we led the nation in demanding legislative change and inclusion for people with vision loss, from the creation of talking books to help the veterans who had not yet fully mastered Braille, to the creation of the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled to further improve access to literature and information. When Helen Keller joined AFB in 1924, she became a leading advocate for the men injured and maimed, not only during World War I, but also World War II and the Korean War. Between 1944 and 1946 alone, Keller visited over 90 military hospitals. What she saw motivated her to become a powerful advocate for wounded service members. She successfully lobbied state and federal agencies demanding that rehabilitation centers be created and accommodations implemented for those who fought on behalf of their country. Following World War II, the Veterans Administration asked AFB to help set up its rehabilitation program for blinded soldiers. Miguel, then AFB's president and CEO, gave what was at that time a large donation of $10,000 toward the establishment of the Blinded Veterans Association. In 1958, veteran Irvin Philip Schloss, who had been blinded in battle during World War II, joined AFB. He began working on legislation in Washington, D.C. and served throughout the 1970s and 80s as AFB's government relations director. Schloss was a trailblazer at a time when there were few advocates for people with disabilities on Capitol Hill, and far fewer who themselves were blind. Schloss testified repeatedly before Congress and was influential in securing passage of such legislation as the Rehabilitation Act of 1973 and the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act of 1975. IDEA. Through Vision Aware, AFB created resources for veterans who have lost their sight, including an overview of blind rehabilitation services available from the Veterans Health Administration. Today and every day, AFB honors our military veterans for their service and affirms our commitment to creating a world of no limits for people with vision loss through research, education, advocacy, and partnerships. Thank you to our veterans and to all the soldiers still serving our country at home and abroad. With warm regards, Kirk Adams and the AFB team. What's your opinion about guide dog usage? Take part in a 10-minute survey to share your thoughts. Are you blind or do you have low vision? Do you live in the U.S. or Canada? If you said yes to both questions, we're inviting you to take part in a brief survey to share your opinion about guide dog use. 5 individuals who leave their email address at the end of the survey will be randomly selected to receive a $20 Amazon gift card. The American Foundation for the Blind is pleased to be working with Guide Dogs for the Blind on a 21-month research study to examine guide dog usage. Learn more about this partnership by reading the joint press release on the hot link. As a beginning step in our larger study, we are asking for people's opinions related to guide dog use. Do you want to learn more? Ready to get started? Take the survey. Do you have questions or need more information? Please email Dr. L. Penny Rosenblum, AFB's Directors of Research. Thank you. AFB Communications, communications@afb.org. We know that families of blind and low-vision children are still facing major challenges as the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic has forced many schools to move to online education. As a person with low vision who received my elementary education before the first version of the Individuals with Disability Education Act, IDEA, was passed in 1975, I think of the changes my own mother created for me to receive an equitable education to my sighted peers. My mother let the school administration and teachers know what their visually impaired child needed to succeed, and amazingly, they listened. Now we need your input to know what is and is not currently working in our educational system for our children who are visually impaired, including those with additional disabilities and deafblindness. I've had the pleasure of partnering with 9 other individuals who are deeply invested in the education of students with visual impairments. We developed a survey that focuses on understanding the impact of COVID-19 during this challenging 2020 to 2021 school year. We invite you to take the survey if you are a family member, guardian, teacher of students with visual impairments, or an O&M specialist for a child receiving early intervention, preschool, K-12, or transition services, birth to 21 years. The survey closes November 30th, so you have little time. Can you identify with one of these family members whose quotes are below? Just like they have shared, we want to know your experiences so we can identify challenges and successes and all work together to ensure our children have accessible, engaging, and inclusive access to education. Quote, my child's TBI checks in with him every other day to see how things are going and if he needs anything. But my child's O&M instructor has not been able to meet with my child because of social distancing, and it's hard to learn new techniques without hands-on instruction, end quote. Family member, guardian of a 16 to 18-year-old child who is blind. Quote, my child has received no services at all from TVI or O&M. Students of color are not a priority when it comes to providing services in Washington State. There should be a gathering of TVI, O&M mandatory diversity classes in the Pacific Northwest. Native Americans, Asians, Hispanics, Islanders, tribes from Africa, Black, etc., are not even considered for TVI, O&M services. It is inhumane, unethical, and ungodly. Family member, guardian of a 16 to 18-year-old child with low vision who has additional disabilities. Learn more about the Access and Engagement Study and take the survey by November 30th by visiting https://www.accessengagement.com/. Thank you so much for your help. Together we can make sure that blind and low vision students' education is accessible, engaging, and equitable. But we need everyone's voices in the conversation. Thank you. Dr. L. Penny Rosenblum, AFB Director of Research. Information about the Library Users of America from acb.org. Judy Wilkinson, President, 510-357-1844. Email jwilkins, W-I-L-K-I-N-S, at panix.com. The Library Users of America supports quality library services for people who are blind and visually impaired. LUA members participate in discussions that encourage more accessibility at local public libraries and address issues related to the NLS program. LUA meetings at the American Council of the Blind Conference and Convention include informative programs and discussions related to library services. LUA also presents workshops on the latest book-related hardware and software applications. LUA brings its programs within reach of every person who is blind or visually impaired in the country. Our Library Without Walls conference calls are an opportunity to share good books on a variety of topics. Calls are scheduled on the third Wednesday of every other month and are open to all. The LUA Ledger, our excellent magazine, is published 2 to 3 times a year and is available in Braille, large print, on NLS audio cartridge, and by email. LUA members-only email list brings announcements of Library Without Walls conference calls and other teleconferences and information of interest to library users. The LUA Ledger is also posted on this list. Membership in LUA is open to all and is only $12 for a year or $150 for a lifetime membership. You can join LUA directly or through one of our three chapters, California, 510-846-4080, Kentucky, 502-895-4598, or Texas, 281-438-9665. Note that chapters may have additional dues as well. To join LUA directly and not through a chapter, using your credit card, call 502-897-1472 or send dues and your contact information via PayPal to lua.payments@gmail.com. To pay by check, include your contact information, make check payable to Library Users of America, and mail to Library Users of America, Adam Ruschival, Treasurer, that's R-U-S-C-H-I-V-A-L, 148 Vernon Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. This webpage was last updated February 10, 2020. From NFB.org, Santa Letters. Every December, the National Federation of the Blind helps Santa send letters in Braille to young blind children across the country. How did it start? Well, more than 10 years ago, Santa asked us to be his honorary elves. Ever since, we've been helping him send letters in contracted Braille to blind children who are 10 years old and younger in the United States. Along with the Braille letter, Santa includes a print letter so that those who might not read Braille can follow along. He also includes other fun holiday activities. Submit your requests between November 9 and December 16. Please complete the form below before December 16 in order to receive a letter from Santa this holiday season. If you have any questions, please contact us at 410-659-9314, extension 2287, or email communityrelations@nfb.org. From actionfund.org, Braille Readers Are Leaders. In our Braille Readers Are Leaders contest, children and adults across the United States compete to read the most Braille pages alongside other participants in similar contest categories. This year's contest will begin December 1, 2020, and run through January 18, 2021. Administered by the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults in partnership with the National Federation of the Blind. Encourage more Braille, improve reading skills, win prizes. General contest information. Purpose: to promote the joy of reading for pleasure. To promote a pride in Braille as the viable literacy medium equal to print. And to demonstrate the importance of independent reading in the development of Braille literacy skills. Eligibility: blind and low vision Braille reading students and adults. Registration: registration is open. Complete the online registration form now at the hot link. Registration may be submitted as late as January 18. Summary of important dates. November 1, registration for the contest opened. Note that registration may be completed later as described below. December 1, the beginning of the contest and the first day participants can count their pages. January 18, the end of the contest, the last day participants can count their pages, and the last day to submit a registration form. February 1, reading logs must be submitted by midnight. February 15, winners will be announced and notified. March, prizes will be mailed out. Breaking down the contest. Contestants compete against their same grade peers nationwide to read the most Braille pages during the reading period. There are 5 grade categories and an adult category in the competition. Grades K-1, grades 2 through 3, grades 4-5, grades 6-8, middle school, and grades 9-12, high school, and adults. Note, students classified as ungraded or those who have reading delays should register in the same category as the same age peers. For example, a 16-year-old student who reads at a third grade level should register in the high school category. However, he or she may read third grade materials. We have found that when students read material appropriate for their reading level, they are able to be competitive with their same age peers. Prizes. First place winners in each grade category, $25. Second place winners in each grade category, $15. Third place winners in each grade category, $10. Breaking reading limits and honorable mention. An additional award, Breaking Reading Limits, of $25 is given to students who face barriers to learning to read and demonstrate great determination in their journey to literacy. Examples of those eligible for this award might be students who, in addition to their visual impairment, have cognitive and/or physical disabilities. Are English language learners, are students with brain injuries, or are students who have been otherwise educationally disadvantaged. A certifying official should fill out the appropriate portion of the registration form giving information about a student to be considered for this award. This can be in addition to any other prize won as a result of pages read. The contest judges may award one honorable mention of $10 in each grade category to a fourth participant who has read a competitively high number of pages. Certification of participation. Everyone entering the contest will receive a certificate of participation. At the discretion of the contest officials, each participating contestant may receive additional gifts. Rules for the contest. Contestants must meet the eligibility criteria. All reading materials must meet the criteria for acceptable materials. See below. All materials must be read between December 1 and January 18. Registration form must have the name and contact information of a certifying official. Incomplete information on the registration form may disqualify a contestant for prizes or awards. Not meeting the required dates for registration or the submission of a reading log will disqualify a contestant. All decisions of the judges are final. Certifying official. The certifying official is responsible for registering the student for the contest, assisting the student in finding suitable extracurricular Braille books and other materials to read for the contest, verifying the student read the Braille material listed and that the material was read between the beginning and ending dates of the contest, submitting the reading log in an accurate, complete, and timely fashion. Teachers, librarians, and parents or guardians may serve as certifying officials. Each participant only needs one certifying official. The contestant, certifying official, and/or parent guardian may be contacted if the contest judges have questions or need additional information about an entry. Judges may, based upon the information available to them, adjust the number of pages or disqualify a contestant. All decisions of the judges are final. Reading material guidelines. The overall purpose of the contest is to encourage extracurricular reading for pleasure. So the following lists of acceptable and unacceptable contest reading materials are given. The lists also take into account the fact that most of what students in kindergarten, first, and second grades learn in school is connected to reading, and therefore there is not always a clear distinction between required reading and recreational reading. All material must have identifiable source information that can be checked for verification, such as author, publisher, or sponsoring organization. Acceptable, recreational, or independent reading. Books. Fiction or nonfiction, hardback or paperback, Braille only or print and Braille format. Mass-produced or individually transcribed. magazines, standalone articles or tracts with identifiable authors and or publishers. For example, NFB Braille literature such as banquet speeches or reprints of articles that originally appeared in the Braille Monitor. Manuals for club activities, for example, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, 4-H, etc. Religious publications, for example, portions of the Bible, Quran, Torah, Sunday school lessons, meditations, etc. Materials read in school during free reading time, in the library, or under any circumstance where students are allowed freedom to choose what they read. Supplemental reading books to beginning reading series, such as those that come with the Building on Patterns reading series from the American Printing House for the Blind. Books from the Accelerated Reading Program list. Cookbooks, but only if an attempt is made to read the book in its entirety, not recipe by recipe. Children's cookbooks are often designed to be easily read from cover to cover. Not acceptable. Materials required for school assignments, reference materials, and other reading material not designed to be read in its entirety. Textbooks and related materials assigned as required reading by the student's teacher or educational program. Dictionaries, encyclopedias, menus, cookbooks, see exception above. Items without identifiable source information that can be checked for verification, such as author, publisher, or sponsoring organization. Recording your reading, reading log. Download the 20 to 21 Braille Readers Are Leaders reading log. The reading log is designed to allow the recording of 50 entries. If the contestant has more entries than that, submit multiple copies of the reading log. To receive full credit for the pages read during the contest, it is crucial that the material read is recorded accurately. Before the contest begins, look over the reading log and instructions to ensure that you understand what information you will be required to provide. Instructions for filling out the reading log. 1. Material title. Please provide the title of the book, magazine, etc. Number 2. Author. Please give the author's name. Number 3. Number of pages. Record the number of Braille pages read in the book. If the contestant only read 200 pages of a 400-page book, then you should record only 200. See the Common Questions and Answers section below for more details. 4. Times read. Contestants in grades K-5 are permitted to read books up to 3 times. Please record the number of times a book is read, if appropriate. See the Common Questions and Answers section below for more details. I know I read Cinderella a gazillion times. Number 5. Total pages. Please record the total pages read for each entry by multiplying the number of pages by the times read. Number 6. Notes. Space is provided for you to supply any other relevant information about an entry. Submitting the reading log. Submit the registration form and the reading log form by email as attachments to BrailleReadingContest@actionfund.org. In the subject line, please put BRAL plus the contestant's name. Or submit by mail to American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults. Attention Braille Readers or Leaders, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Note, reading logs must be submitted by February 1. Well, I've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week and have a happy Thanksgiving. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919 832